Okay, thank you. Okay, Tracy, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, on the other items that you were talking about, I kind of wanted to make some space, if possible, when we're talking about new members and outreach, to talk a little bit about what outreach looks like and what kind of public relations communicating about our foundation we're doing and what kind we need to be doing. I think that is totally crucial around the issue of new members. I think we're totally disorganized. I think we have no communications plan at all. I think most of the stuff we put out about ourselves is self-destructive. And it seems to me that any strategy around new members has to include that. When we do good things, nobody knows about them. And I think it's kind of sad. So my hope would be that we would talk about how we communicate about ourselves, how we need to communicate about ourselves, and sort of how we systematically let people know that we're around. And number two, you know, who we are and what they can get from being involved with this organization in a positive way. If we can't do that, then I don't know that there's a whole lot of hope for new members. Accidents is not a growth strategy. So I don't know what you want to call it, but I think some kind of systematic communications effort is pretty crucial, and I would like to talk about that in the new members category, because I really don't see it happening, and it kind of breaks my heart.
Okay, thank you. Teresa, I know you're on the development committee, our task force, and I know we were going to do some development stuff, or we'd hope to do it at the last meeting. Can you update us on what the development committee wanted to present, or what wanted the PNB to do related to all this?
Well, one of the biggest things that I'm thinking right now that could raise money is if we would all get on the page for this car donation thing. I know that KPFA has already raised $50,000 in the first 6 months. It not only means that all of our stations would go with the Center for Car Donation, which would give us a flat rate of 85% that we collect on everything that's donated. And it would be permanent. And we're waiting on KPFK right now to get on board. And I would also like to offer that to the affiliates, which I think would endear them to us. And then we actually will have to publicize it a lot, because you have to tell people. And I know there was some reaction at KPFA. They thought that they sounded too thick. They sounded like commercials. But they're not commercials. They're saying, hey, you have a car? Donate it. Yay! Maybe people didn't want to hear somebody that sounded professional saying that. Heather's also really, really working hard on getting people to do press releases. And the little tiny coverage that we got about the host of the new host on Prison Show, the article that came out about the Cuban boys that used to call and harass people on WBAI, that was just great publicity. And I really wish that everybody would just try their hand at doing some positive press release or article in a magazine or a newspaper or something about Pacifica, so people are more educated, because they're only seeing bad things. They're seeing, you know, there's a faction that says, hey, we want the recall, and there's another faction that says we do want the recall in KPFA, and it's all negative. That's the same way with all the stations. There's lots of people with lots of energy, and it's negative, and they take the time somehow to make a contact with press and give us bad press.
So you're talking mostly about outreach and PR, right? Was there more specifically development fundraising? When you mentioned the cars, were there other? I can't remember what all the.
Well, I would be happy to get together with people that would like to talk about cultivating big donors. That's one of the reasons why I really wanted to get with Goldbusters, because I thought I heard them say that they would help us cultivate big donors and they would help us apply for grants. I don't know who's applying for grants at WPFW. And we just hear that from NEA, the archives are doing it, but most of our applying for grants is really hit and miss. And our development directors are spending most of their time handling pledge drives. So we're really, really missing big donors, soliciting big donors. I mean, Arlene was beginning to do that, but usually we don't have GMs for any length of time for them to cultivate those big donors. And the same way with our ED, not there long enough to actually schmooze enough at some of these big meetings to hit people up for big money. So I would really like to talk about that. Maybe we, if you'd be interested, I mean, I'll send an email out to the PNB. Lydia, you have ideas. Maybe you would chair it. Maybe you would moderate it. You know, maybe we can get on the page and kind of challenge ourselves to do some of these things and just get it started. You know, say, okay, let's give us a week and let's see who can generate the most money. Or,
Mr. Chair.
I don't know, whatever. I don't know. Those are some of the ideas. We had to cancel our last development meeting. I think it was because it was scheduled last Thursday. Wasn't that a shame?
Okay.
The development's trying to reschedule.
Okay, thank you. Campbell?
Yes. Kind of remarkable how things can devolve on a continuing basis. But one thing that I had done several months ago when we were talking about doing proposals with regard to institutional proposals from foundations and whatnot like that, the first thing that they would ask for would be a letter of inquiry. And this, how you do that, was something that was shared with all of our PNB directors, and it was something that we could, I think, accomplish without too much difficulty. There wasn't much follow-through on in regard to that. So that, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I did hear get some feedback from a couple of people who were enthusiastic about it. And as to what individual development directors are doing at each station, it seems as though whatever they're doing, as you know, was mentioned, they're staying safely within their silos in the process, and are primarily identified with you know, the fund drives. So I think that, you know, there's something that we can do if we tear down the silos between our directors and staff persons, and maybe, you know, kind of put on the same jerseys and figured that we'd sit on the same bench and call ourselves members of the same team, we might be able to move forward in a positive respect regarding a number of these things. Certainly the automobile program is something that I think can catch fire. I think that one of the things that would be very advantageous on a point that Tracy was mentioning would be for us to look at doing e-newsletters around the network. I don't know if all of the stations have them. I know that the one at WBAI is, I think, a rather attractive one, and provides opportunity to leverage a number of things and, you know, to increase the profile of our stations so that when we're out at festivals or whatever else, being media sponsors and stuff, we can just ask people for their email addresses and send them emails that include our e-newsletter, which may get people interested enough, aware enough, and fired up enough to where they may even decide to become members of our respective stations. And I think that this is something that can be done, you know, without too much difficulty, although I made up for, you know, binder type of listings, and they've disappeared. Those still can, you know, take just the printed out page on, you know, a clipboard, and that can be used. You know, I guess some, you know, there are a lot of issues that tend to have to be engaged in so far as being able to do things, you know, throughout this organization. But if we were to have an ongoing dialogue in regard to those kinds of things, say, through our development task force, I think that we can accomplish some very positive sorts of things. One of the things that seems to have gotten some traction here recently has been the notion of a cookbook, you know, recipe book, and we can develop a basic kind of thing that would be for Pacifica, and that each station can add its own elements to, and you know, this is something that can be a year-round premium, and it will be a premium that we don't have to pay a whole heck of a lot of money for. And you know, you sell it for Valentine's Day, you sell it for Mother's Day, and sell it on the 4th of July. You know, it goes around and around, and that's one of the beauties as to why I felt that this would be a an ideal kind of thing for Pacifica to undertake. And then there are a lot of permutations that can grow off of things like that, like having a cook-off or you know, different kinds of things that can just be spun out of that will give us indeed some real live community types of functions that wouldn't have to be things that cost us a lot of money. And I know that I'm spinning into different kinds of subject matter, but I'm thinking that if we were to have, or even if we didn't have, a in-person meeting, these are the kinds of subject matters that should be moved forward, and I think would address a, you know, deep concern that we should all have for being able to share best practices around the network. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You know, I'm thinking we might be better off having some little work groups to work on some of these things and come back for our next coordinating committee meeting. And by the way, the email address is, you know, Amy Goodman does that at all her events. And if you've ever signed up for one of those, you know that then you get a daily newsletter regarding what's coming up on her show and her tour dates and things like that. It does take time to produce the newsletter, though, but all these are good ideas. It just takes people to follow up on them. Let me ask, I'm still not sure, Teresa, on development, you were, sounds like the development committee is mostly working on well, you mentioned car donations and things like that, and press releases. Do we? I don't want to duplicate what they're doing, but do we need to work on something else planning for this next meeting related to fundraising and PR, and or can the development committee do that? Do you think?
I'm sure that. I'm sure that that Heather and I could give a presentation. Hell, by that time, I'd love to have Goalbusters signed on.
Summer to the Stack.
Okay.
To the Stack.
We're probably not going to have Goldbusters sign on that quick because of the cash flow.
Well,
but they are planning on, KPFA plans to get them this fall.
Well,
and get them started
KPFA.
There. Okay. Well, we can see how they do. Well, let me ask also Campbell, like, because I know you and I have both talked about strategic planning. Is there something, perhaps a small group, we could get together and do some planning for planning on that?
Yeah, one thing I think that would be a good idea first to do would be to see what sort of paradigm. I mean, there are a number of ways you can go at strategic planning, and that's what I was trying to get a sense of before we had our in-person meetings, what sort of approach, you know, we would like to take on it. And certainly I'd be glad to, you know, for us to communicate on that and come up with something that would be, you know, workable with our PMB. Sure.
Right, okay.
And we don't always have to be in the same room in order to, you know, do a lot of the work that would be needed insofar as being able to come up with a strategic plan. We can do a lot of that work, you know, in you know, by email through our own stations, and then have some conference calls to follow up on that.
Okay. And I know you're right. It does take time. I've been through this before, too. Anybody else want to help with that?
Did you hear Summer?
Ian Campbell? Yeah, Summer? Interested in that?
Just on the development portion and Goalbusters. Yeah, Goalbusters is already in talks with KPFA, so I think I'll be able to observe close up what's going on over there shortly. I don't see that there's the money available in the national office unless each station is able to commit to their portion of Goalbusters that we could launch at this time with what's going on with cash flow. But they will be working with the next door, and it'll be interesting to see how that develops fairly quickly, I think. And in terms of, like, at the meeting, I mean, it needs to be somewhat structured. I would like to spend some time on development at a meeting, but if everyone will recall, the agenda got moved around in the Saturday portion of our last in-person meeting. 2 hours was spent on development, which jacked up the rest of the agenda for things like the ED's report and stuff that was already pre-scheduled by me for Saturday, and then the board voted to move it around because one member was unavailable on Monday. So we actually spent not only 2-3 hours on Monday, but we also spent 2 or 3 hours on Saturday. So functionally, we spent somewhere between 4 and 6 hours on the development subject. A lot of what happened on the Saturday portion was people expressing their thoughts and desires of what they'd like to see in development as opposed to concrete objectives and implementation. So I just if we decide to spend time on that again, I think it's useful and worthwhile. I think we need to structure it a little more. I think it was good that we started the discussion at least at the last meeting, but I'd like to have it wrap up into something a bit more concrete. And one of the problems with something like an organization like Goalbusters is even with a great presentation and everything, it requires money to take the next step to bring that to move that forward. So I just sort of as a cautionary thing, we actually did spend several hours on this subject, but we need to A, stick to our agenda when we get to the meeting, and B, have some structures to what we want to have come out of the development portion of the meeting if we're going to spend a good chunk of time in it.
Okay, thank you. And I remember just the minutes from that, I believe that Saturday session that someone's referring to, do reflect the little committee, the whole discussion we had about about that. And so, yeah, maybe it would be helpful if somebody, or maybe the development committee would like to do it. I don't know. Would like to go through that and pick out the things. Those are mostly just sort of wish list ideas. This is what, you know, would be nice to do. But nobody's volunteering to do any of it, if I remember correctly. And so maybe we should make a list of those things that we'd maybe like to do that you can get from those minutes, and then we could circulate around a list of who would like to work on what. And we could do that in advance by email. What I was asking just a minute ago, is anybody else besides Campbell and I want to work on some planning for strategic planning?
Well, I'm happy to be involved with that. I mean, you know.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Yeah, Lydia?
No, I want to ask Summer a question. Summer, do you happen to know, did anybody at the office, I mean, I doubt, did, and if we do move forward, I'd like for this to happen, evaluated whether the 3-day versus the 4-day meeting is more cost-effective? I know that the airfares are less coming back on Monday, and it's easier, too. The airports aren't as crowded. However, is it sufficient to offset another night in a hotel for this many people?
Sure. I mean, we can take a look at that. I think part of it is, I mean, if you look at it functionally, when we all bother to fly out and get together, at least by having the four-day meeting, we end up with three full functional days, whereas with the three-day meeting, we only
have
three.
Right, but I'm not asking that. I'm just asking in terms of cost.
We can certainly take a look at that. Okay. I mean, you know, whether it's a complete wash or it's slightly more staying in the extra night in the hotel. But, yeah, we can take a look at that.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yes, of course.
Okay, thank you.
This is
other specifics. Okay, go ahead, Bia.
I was wondering if it would be possible, in the interest of our staying focused and on establishing some goals and working towards them, if it would be possible to get any of the people that you all have used locally for strategic planning to volunteer for a couple hours during the meeting to assist in doing that.
You're talking to me? That's possible. We had a group, there's mostly one person, and then in some succeeding meetings, he had a couple of graduate students, sort of interns helping, but this guy was from Executive Service Corps, the Houston branch of that. They're made up of retired business executives, and they donate their time to nonprofits. And he helped us. We had a series of about 10 or 12 meetings about 5 years ago on strategic planning, and he came back a couple more times for some follow-up meetings, too. We still haven't finished the process, but it's not their fault. It's not his fault.
Are you referring to SCORE, Senior Corps of Retired Executives?
No, it's called Executive Service Corps. Houston. I don't know if they're related to that or not, but I think it's a different group.
Yeah,
if you look up Executive Service Corps, they have
SBA function related to Small Business Administration.
Okay, no, this is not. But it's
okay.
Executive Service Corps has some branches or groups in different cities. If you Google them, I could ask. You know, I'm thinking if we can. Parts of little groups to work on specific parts, and even if we don't have the in-person meeting, I just want things to happen. I want us to work towards all these things people have been mentioning tonight. Some progress towards strategic planning, some progress towards development and fundraising, some progress towards strategy for PR and publicity and listenership development, things like that. So we keep talking about the things we like, but we're not. We need to come up with some strategy and plans to try to get them going. So, would somebody like to take a lead, maybe on any one of those, and maybe form a little work group with others from this committee or other committees that might like to work on it?
Work on what specifically?
Well, the things that people talked about earlier. We mentioned strategic planning. Campbell and I and Summer volunteered for that. Several people mentioned development and fundraising. That's another topic.
Well,
I think you indicated you might.
If anybody wants to join the development committee, please call me. I'm assuming
because
you don't say anything, you don't want to be on it.
Okay. What I was getting at is that, and I know you've already had some things, some motions for the PNB, but if you indicated you could go back to the committee and ask if they would like to prepare something for the PNB meeting. So if you could do that, that would be wonderful. Now, the other major topic I believe was suggested by several people was PR and publicity, outreach, getting more listeners and members. Would somebody like to work on an outline for that, how we might spend several hours at least productively in a meeting on that?
I can do some work on that.
Campbell, okay. If you could put all the stuff down in the minutes, that'd be great as to who's volunteering to do what. I think Tracy said she was interested in that also. Are you still on the call, Tracy?
She had mentioned the communications plan, and I definitely put an arrow toward Tracy in regard to this, because I was following up on some of the things that she had mentioned as they related to new members and as it related to attracting people.
Okay. And as I believe Teresa had mentioned, Heather is also real interested in PR,
yeah,
and helping with that press releases.
Okay. Well, that was. I don't think the two were mentioned in the same context, because the thing on press releases is something that had been initiated. We had put together a job description, so to speak, for volunteers, and I don't know what, you know, had occurred. We had set them up around WPFW, and I don't know, as I recall at the last meeting where this was discussed, one or two of the stations, I think KPFT, Teresa, you could correct me on this, had identified at least someone to be a volunteer, maybe even a couple of people who are willing to volunteer in that regard. Is that right, or am I incorrect on that?
I'm sorry. What are you asking?
As I recall, at our last, one of our last development task force meetings, I believe you had indicated that at KPFT, one or more people had been identified who would were volunteers to help with the, you know, development of press releases on behalf of the station.
Yes.
Okay, so that's, you know, we had these, we got the requests or the solicitations out to each of the stations, didn't we?
Yes, Heather sent them out.
Okay, and did we get any feedback on those?
Nobody has responded other than the one that I have. We have
okay.
somebody working on it on KPFT. Didn't hear any back from anything from any of the other stations. Maybe, I mean, I'm getting the impression that somebody, maybe the development director at WBAI, is actively sending out press releases.
Okay.
He's working on those things.
Well, one thing also, WBAI has its own, I think they're in the third issue now of its e-newsletter. And,
well, probably more than three issues.
I beg your pardon?
Probably more than three issues.
Okay, well, last I saw was the third. So they have, and Berthold has got a column in that, and, you know, it seems to be very well done, and something that besides sharing information is a means, you know, something, an element that one could include in a communications plan for the station, and it would help insofar as, you know, if we just have a list of email addresses, that would be, you know, where you can begin to work with people who are acquainted with the station and maybe by their association, you know, acquaintance, they'll maybe decide to affiliate.
Okay.
What I'm just saying is that those are pieces that one could look at in a communications plan, depending upon the direction that you'd like to take it.
So are you volunteering to write something up about that or lead a group or something? Or
I've indicated I will put together something in regard to this, and you know, it'll just probably be more institutional and descriptive than analytical, but I'll try to address all of the elements with which I'm familiar in Pacifica that we have either considered or that are, you know, currently underway.
Okay, just a suggestion. I suggest you talk to Ivan. It wasn't his degree he just got in communications. I don't know what he specializes in, but he might be a good resource.
Well, I've asked him several times, but he has not really agreed to take a leadership role in that.
Well, I'm just, since he's there in Washington, maybe Campbell might have better access to him. I don't know.
Great.
I think Demetrius probably had more contact with Ivan than I have.
Okay. Well, let me ask. I'd like just like something for us, for our committee, and these things we've talked about, a plan to get action on these, regardless of what the PNB decides regarding in-person meeting. I think if we don't have in-person meetings, the alternative is probably going to be weekly meetings till January, maybe skipping Thanksgiving in the last week in December, but we need to get a lot done. And, you know, one possibility would be dedicate a whole evening, a whole PNB meeting, telephone meeting, to each of these topics, or maybe more than one PNB meeting. So let's think about that. I still think there's a lot more value in having an in-person meeting. I think we can get a lot more done and make more progress on that. But I'm hoping, can we get back together, these little work groups, maybe come up with something and share it with the rest of this committee by email, and then maybe us get back together in later this month. I noticed the 22nd and the 29th are available. Those are Mondays. And then we could have something a little more specific that we can offer to the PNB, whether we decide to meet in person or with a whole lot more conference calls.
You're looking at 27th or 29th as meeting times for the coordinating committee for the subgroups that you're referencing?
Well, I think the subgroups need to meet on their own before whenever the coordinating committee gets back together again. But if we want to stick with Mondays, the 22nd and the 29th, which is 3 and 4 weeks from now, look like they're available. I know the frat was thinking about changing the meeting this month to the 4th to Monday, but that hasn't been decided yet. So they're still on the calendar for next Monday, the second Monday. So do we want to try to meet on the 22nd or 29th and maybe have some follow-up from these little work groups, and then we'll have something more specific to present to the PNB either at the in-person meeting or if we have
29th
additional
might be better for
weekly
me.
Conference calls?
Yeah, right at present, I really can't take – I've taken more on my plate than I should because, you know, we're involved in rather hot and heavy in terms of – looking to get a location for our station. And
Let me just ask everybody, and we didn't have a coordinating committee meeting at all in September. Recall it,
right.
We just had to skip. So how does everybody else, anybody else have conflicts with either of those 2 days, the 22nd or the 29th?
I'm sorry, are we talking October, Bill?
Yes. That's 3 weeks from today or 4 weeks from today.
I don't care. I'd rather the 22nd than the 29th, but it's irrelevant. Whatever the majority decides is fine with me.
October 22nd is a Monday. I will be working until 4:30. I could do the 22nd. The 29th, I work until probably 8 o'clock Central. So I could come on late.
Okay. I could do either one. Anybody else have a conflict with any of those dates? Let me point out, we had also kind of previously decided on the first Monday in November, which would be the 5th. We could cancel that, or if we need to have an additional meeting to plan the in-person meeting, we can do that too. But I think if we wait to the 5th, I think that's too late to start to finish up more planning for the in-person meeting. And if we don't have an in-person meeting, we need to get going as soon as we can on planning these other additional meetings that we're going to have to talk about these topics we discussed tonight. So Campbell would prefer not to do it on the 22nd. Teresa would prefer not to do it on the 29th. Summer had a slight preference for the 22nd. Anybody else have a preference? I'm open to either one, Teresa or Campbell. What do you think?
Doesn't matter to me.
I've just got a lot of moving pieces on, you know, in terms of what I'm engaged in at present.
Well, if you can't make it at all, I understand. I hope you can, so we can hear your part. You think the 29th is better for you, though, Campbell?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, you want to make a motion that we meet that day?
Okay, I move that we have our next meeting on the 29th.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, then we'll meet on the 29th. Okay, thank you. Okay, so, and if you can write up the, at least the action items, Campbell,
right,
send them out. Why don't we review those to make sure we got them all, and then
okay,
we can get those as soon as possible, even if the minutes come later. That would help us remember.
Okay. Going backwards and forwards, strategic plan planning is going to be Bill, Summer, and me. There's looking at the communications plan and the different elements of that and putting together, I guess, an overview. That would be as far as I see is Tracy and me, and we may have an engagement with Teresa on that. Let's see. I'm to send Summer the particulars on the full financial reporting that's requested, which would include our payables, the balance sheet and income statement, and so that, you know, she'll be able to follow up on that. Let's see. We're including as topics for the in-person meeting, strategic planning and fundraising. In regard to in-person meeting, we had determined that there would not be a need for a second room. The best dates, there was no objection to November 9th through the 12th. And that, I believe, we were having general discussion regarding the notion of going forward with an in-person meeting versus consideration of fiduciary responsibilities in that regard. So that's the action items plus the summary of the discussion.
Okay, and I believe also Teresa said something that she and Heather could work on a, I think she said presentation or outline or something for the board on, and what was it, Teresa, on development?
Give us an assignment. Just give us an assignment.
Okay. We'll just say development. And then what?
I mean, we're not, obviously we're not professionals, but I'm just going on the premise that it's better to do something than nothing. And really, basically, as a group, we're not working together as a team on development.
Okay. I just want to say who's doing what. Why don't you and I and Heather talk, and we'll figure out something. I know Heather has ideas about development and all this too.
I'm on the development group as well, and
oh, that's right.
I have done a fair amount of it professionally.
Good. So maybe the four of us can talk about that.
Okay.
Okay, let me write that down too. Okay,
so,
and
I'll put this on the calendar. I'll work on these minutes and get them out within the next day or two.
Okay, thank you. And I'll put the next meeting on the KPFDX calendar, I want to see, oh, something else I was supposed to do. Who was giving notice or wanted the motion to rescind the in-person meeting?
Yeah, I've sent that out already.
Oh, Campbell, okay. Now, it'll take a motion to move it up on the agenda, though. It will take a motion to move your motion up on the agenda.
Okay.
So, be prepared for that.
Do I need to give you that tonight or send it to the board tonight?
Or tonight or tomorrow will be fine, probably.
Okay.
Because it'll go under new business if it's... I mean, it'll go under new business.
It'll go under what?
New business.
It's an old business issue, though. Reconsideration? Rescinding?
Okay, I guess it would go under unfinished business, then.
No, hold on. Bill, can you hear me or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone?
You didn't hear me before when I said you had the whole development committee just got on this call, huh? What I was going to say, it's not unfinished business, and it is new business in terms of its new motion. It can't go under unfinished business.
To rescind the motion and replace it with another?
But it's not unfinished business because it wasn't already on the agenda. I'll take a look at Roberts on it. Just make sure the motion is in hand. And he's right, though. It'll have to be moved up on the agenda by a motion.
Either way, Campbell, we won't get to it unless there's a motion. Unless
yeah, exactly.
So if it's squirreled around long enough, then we'll end up in Houston before we consider it, huh?
No, you just have to have the votes to move it up. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else tonight, anyone?
No, thank you. I was saying, Bill, I guess I was on mute before, that you have like half the development committee is on the call right now. So the other few people, and I was on the phone with some of them earlier today. So just why don't you join the rest of us and we'll have a development powwow because there's only a few of us in there anyway.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I just heard you say that.
Was there a development committee meeting earlier today?
No, I was on the phone with Heather and I was on the phone with Teresa. No, I mean in the course of the day I've spoken to the rest of the development committee almost. And I'm just saying, and there's three of us on here right now, so just Bill should probably, you should join us on a development call and we should all coordinate so we can have a fruitful conversation since it's not a very big committee.
Yeah, I've done that a few times, but not...
Yeah, well, maybe coming up to the meeting to help coalesce exactly what we should focus on at it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And Summer, can we talk after the meeting also?
Certainly.
I'll call you.
Right here in the office, just call me.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do we hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Okay, that sounds like from Campbell. Any objections?
Lydia.
Well, without objection.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you all on the 29th, and hopefully the committee can come by email between now and then on some of these work group ideas.
Okay.
Thanks a bunch, everyone.
Good night, everybody.